Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Here we'll talk about somebody who handed money to another person to watch it for him. The halakha will depend on what type of person the money was handed to. Mishnah says, Hamafkid ma'ot etzel shulhani. If somebody gave over coins to a money changer, a person who exchanges coins into different values for people, and he gave it over to him without payment, that money changer is holding onto the money for him as a favor. Im sirurin lo yishtamesh bahen. If the bundle of money was handed over to the money changer tied and sealed, or it had an unusual knot on it, then the money changer is not allowed to use that those coins, because the owner tied it in this unusual way because he wanted the money changer to know that he can't use it. Usually the money changer would want to use these coins. The more of different valuations he has, for him it would be great. He has more variety in order to use in his business. But the person here, the owner of these coins, tied them in an unusual fashion to avoid the money changer using them. Lefichach, im avdu eno hayav be'achrayutan. So if the coins were eventually lost and there was no negligence on the part of the money changer, then the money changer would not be responsible for them, according to this understanding, since the money changer wasn't a shomer sachar. He wasn't paid to watch these coins, and he wasn't even allowed to use these coins. So therefore, he has the deen of a shomer hinam, because he never used the coins, and the shomer hinam would not be liable for a situation of money loss unless there was real negligence. Mutarin yishtamesh bahen. But if the coins weren't tied up, they were loose, or they were tied up but not with an unusual knot, or they weren't sealed, in that case, the owner, when he handed over the money to the money changer, is indicating that he has no problem if the money changer uses his coins. He wants his money back at some point, the exact value, and that they both know. But he allows the money changer to use his coins for his business, as long as he wasn't told otherwise, and there's no indication on the coins that the money changer can't use it. So therefore, the money changer can make the assumption that if a money changer is being handed off money, coins, he would be allowed to use it, because that would be the status quo. Lefichach, im avdu hayav be'achrayutan. So if the coins were lost, then the money changer would be responsible for them, even if he never used them. Since here, he's not being paid directly for the coins, but he has the right to use them. He could benefit from them. That turns him into a shomer sachar, and a shomer sachar would be liable for the loss of the item. Here we're talking about, he didn't even use them. He was allowed to use them immediately, so therefore he now assumes responsibility for them again, even if he didn't use them. If he used them, then he becomes a person who's a borrower. He's a shoel. He's borrowing the item, and a shoel would be obligated even for unpreventable loss. So here we're talking about the situation where he didn't even use them. But if he drops the money to a different person, not a money changer, shulhani, but to a baal habayit, it's a baal habayit. If the coins were given over to a regular baal habayit to safeguard, ben sirurin u ben mutarin, lo yishtamesh bahen. Doesn't matter if the coins were tied up or if they were loose. The baal habayit is not allowed to use them. The ordinary person, when he's handing over money to a baal habayit, a regular man with a regular job, not a money changer, usually he doesn't need the extra cash. He wouldn't need the extra money for his padnasa. So therefore, we make the assumption that the owner of that money, when he hands it over, does not want that baal habayit to use it, even though he gave him the money or the coins loose, not tied up. That doesn't imply that he was okay with him using it. Lefichach, im avdu eno hayav be'achrayutan. So if the money was lost, the baal habayit over here would not be responsible for that loss, since the shomer is forbidden to use the coins. In this case, he's like a regular shomer hinam, and the shomer hinam would not be liable for any loss. Now we'll talk about a storekeeper. Is a storekeeper similar to the shulhani, to the money changer, or is he more similar to the baal habayit? Says the first opinion, henvani ke baal habayit. A storekeeper has the same deen as a baal habayit, as a person who's a baal habayit, the storekeeper, also doesn't need such large amounts of money in his store. Here and there, he'll give change to somebody, you know. So the owner, when he's handing over the money to be watched to the hen bani, to the storekeeper, he wouldn't imply that he would allow him to use the coins, even if he gave it to him loose. He wouldn't imply that, because just like he handed over money to a house, to a bal habayit, to a regular man, and he doesn't assume that that person's going to use his coins, the same thing applies to the storekeeper. So therefore, the storekeeper has the deen of a shomer chinam, and a shomer chinam would not be responsible for the loss. This is divrei Rabbi Meir, the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer, henvani keshulhani, argues Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, no, a henvani is like a shulhani, a storekeeper is like a money changer, because a storekeeper, somebody who has a shop, he does need extra cash for his business. He is giving change in a pretty common time. He's giving it out all the time. So therefore, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, when the owner handed over the money to the henvani to watch, to the storekeeper to watch, he made the assumption as well that the storekeeper would use the coins, unless, like the money changer, they were tied in a very unusual fashion. So therefore, just like he allows the money changer to use his coins, he would also allow the storekeeper to use his coins. And the implications of that is that this shomer is not a shomer chinam anymore, but rather the storekeeper becomes a shomer sachar, and therefore he would be liable and responsible for that money if it was lost.